I looked at the window and found that we were dashing along at a speed never before traveled on that road. Posts, fences, rocks, and trees flew by in one undistinguished mass, and the carriages now swayed fearfully. I started to my feet and met a passenger on the platform. He was one of the chief owners of our road and was just on his way to Berlin. He was pale and excited.
"Sir," he gasped, "is Martin Kohler on the engine?"
"Yes," I told him.
"What? Didn't you know him?"
"No," I repeated, somewhat puzzled. "What do you mean? He told me his name was Kohler and that he was an engineer. We had no one to run the engine, and..."
"You took him?"
interrupted the man.
"Good heavens, sir, he is as crazy as a man can be. He turned his brain over a new plan for applying steam power. I saw him at the station, but did not fully recognize him, as I was in a hurry. Just now, one of your passengers told me that your engineers were all gone this morning, and that you found one that was a stranger to you. Then I knew the man whom I had seen was Martin Kohler. He had escaped from the hospital at Stettin. You must get him off somehow."
The whole fearful truth was now open to me. The speed of the train was increasing every moment, and I knew that a few more miles per hour would launch us all into destruction.